The governor spoke for nearly a half hour yesterday, beginning on a positive, if cautionary, note. He told the state representatives, senators, constitutional officers, Supreme Court justices, visitors, and press that Arkansas is in far better shape than many other states, where gaping budget deficits handcuff governments.
Governors across this nation, both Democratic and Republican, have been forced to propose budgets that either raise taxes during tough economic times or set thousands and thousands of children, families, and seniors adrift from programs they have depended upon for years. Education budgets are being slashed. Prisons are closing. Health care programs are being stripped. You have before you a list of these challenges facing other states.
The governor says the fact that Arkansas doesn't face such dire fiscal emergencies should be a source of pride, but not, Governor Beebe says, a source of complacency. He says Arkansas could have its own financial troubles in a few short years without proper legislative and executive guidance. He cited what he calls unsustainable growth of the state's prison population and Medicaid costs as reasons for concern. He told legislators yesterday he's proposing a generally flat budget.
Nearly all agencies and services will remain funded at the same levels as this year.
The governor says a small increase in state revenue is expected in the next year. A modest amount of growth, he thinks, will allow the state to bolster funding for public education.
Our woefully low rates of degree completion must change if we are to truly claim educational success. With thousands more Arkansans now receiving academic scholarships, we have begun addressing the financial barriers that block some students from obtaining their degree.
The governor touted new reports indicating Arkansas students are performing better academically and pledged to continue to make sure money targeted for public education goes to public education. But the governor says the state has a much bigger hill to climb when it comes to higher education.
Our woefully low rates of degree completion must change if we are to truly claim educational success. With thousands more Arkansans now receiving academic scholarships, we have begun addressing the financial barriers that block some students from obtaining their degree.
The governor's budget calls for a 1% increase in funding for higher education to help counterbalance rising enrollment on campuses across the state.
It is likely that this funding alone will not cover growing operational costs for our colleges and universities. So I ask administrators to be measured and modest when looking at raising tuition.
Governor Beebe also called for a doubling of college graduates in the state by 2025. And the governor first mentioned another goal, cutting taxes, 8 minutes into his speech.
My proposed budget sets aside a relatively small amount of money for tax relief to continue attacking the sales tax on groceries. A half-cent cut is not much. I'd like to do more, but it is the most broad-based tax relief we can offer to our citizens at this time, and it shows our continued commitment and dedication to eliminating this regressive tax.
But the governor offered his opinion that there is little or no room for tax cuts elsewhere or significant increases in program funding. He called for caution and transparency when legislators are calling for changes in funding or creating tax cuts. He says it is only fair to detail exactly which programs would be cut to offset a loss in state revenue created by a tax cut.
Abstract claims of hypothetical future growth don't change the immediate impact that a tax cut will have on state revenue and state services. On the other hand, if the proposal boosts funding for an existing program, detail exactly how to pay for it. What other program will you reduce to find the money? What tax will you raise to generate the necessary revenue? To choose any other option, to pass changes without regard to consequences, sidesteps our responsibility as leaders and recklessly endangers the stability we've brought to our economy during these tumultuous times.
Nobody expected the governor to offer quick, easy solutions to the state's growing prison population and the costs associated with that growth. And he didn't offer any. But he did say the state warehouses too many people in the state's prisons. Projections show the state will need an additional $1.1 billion in the next decade to adequately house prisoners if current growth trends continue.
Conversations about our correction system are too often dominated by fear and anxiety. Many discussions end in new laws with harsher sentences and longer prison terms. We can never fully predict what any person is going to do in the future, but to say that the only solution is to take no chances, to lock up nonviolent offenders away for longer and longer periods of time, whatever the cost, to do this is to give up on trying to reform our correction system and our society. The steps we take in corrections reform will be rooted in common sense, informed by input from those who know the criminal justice system best, and will always be undertaken with public safety foremost in our minds.
The governor did call for the state's drug statutes to put a stronger emphasis on heavier penalties on those involved with the drug trade, instead of equally hard penalties on people arrested for possession or use of drugs. The governor also called for a reexamination of how the state pays for highways, emphatically stating he opposed moving existing general revenue to pay for roads, instead calling for alternate ways to pay for highways to be found. In short, the governor says the upcoming 88th General Assembly will not be the best of times nor the worst, and he called on lawmakers to continue to work with the governor's office in a manner that he says has served Arkansas well in recent years.
The fiscally conservative actions we have taken together, the General Assembly and the executive branch of government, have saved us from the worst of this recession. So far, you have provided me with tools, including the Quick Action Closing Fund, which have brought more than 26,000 jobs to Arkansas, offsetting some of the thousands that the recession took from our workforce. And with your help, we will continue to bring more. Our foresight will help us ward off future financial hazards instead of facing the dire consequences that confront other states.
Governor Mike Beebe speaking yesterday in front of a joint session of the Arkansas Legislature at the state capitol in Little Rock. His address took place after he was sworn into office for a second term. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.